Islamic teachings on modesty and dress are rooted in the Quran and Hadith, aiming to promote dignity, respect, and protection for women. The practice of covering the hair and sometimes the face is an expression of these values. This article delves into the reasons behind these requirements, supported by Quranic verses, Hadith, and the wisdom they impart. Quranic Guidance on Modesty. Covering for Modesty and Protection, Chapter 24, Verse 31, Zohar and Nur, and tell the believing women to lower their gaze and guard their private parts and not to expose their adornment except that which, necessarily, appears thereof in trap, a portion of, their head covers over their chests and not to expose their adornment except to their husbands, their fathers, their husbands' fathers, their sons, their husbands' sons, their brothers' sons, their sisters' sons, their women, that which their right hands possess, or those male attendants having no physical desire, or children who are not yet aware of the private aspects of women. This verse instructs believing women to cover their adornments and draw their head covers over their chests, emphasizing modesty and limiting the display of beauty to close relatives. Covering the face, Chapter 33, Verse 59, Zohar al-Azab, O Prophet, tell your wives and your daughters and the women of the believers to bring down over themselves, part, of their outer garments. That is more suitable that they will be known and not be abused. And ever is Allah forgiving and merciful. This verse suggests covering the body to avoid harassment and be recognized as believing women, implying a form of protective modesty. Hadith and the practice of hijab. Prophet Muhammad's, peace be upon him, teachings, protection and modesty. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, emphasized modesty for both men and women. His wives and the women of his community covered themselves to uphold their dignity and to set an example for others. Example from Hadith, narrated by Aisha, Ra, Asma, daughter of Abu Bakr, entered upon the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, wearing thin clothes. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, turned his attention from her. He said, O Asma, when a woman reaches the age of menstruation, it is not proper that anything should remain exposed except this and this. He pointed to his face and hands, Abu Dawud. Wisdom and benefits of hijab. Preserving dignity and privacy. Protection from objectification. Covering helps prevent women from being objectified based on their appearance, promoting respect for their intellect and character. Maintaining privacy, by wearing hijab, women maintain their privacy, protecting themselves from unwanted attention and harassment. Reducing societal pressure, counteracting beauty standards. Hijab challenges societal norms that often pressure women to conform to specific beauty standards, allowing them to focus on their inner qualities and achievements. Encouraging inner beauty, emphasizing modesty helps shift the focus from physical appearance to inner beauty and character. Practical benefits. Anonymity and safety. Wearing hijab can provide a level of anonymity, protecting women from being judged or harassed based on their looks. It acts as a barrier, ensuring that they are valued for who they are rather than how they appear. Examples from Islamic tradition. Real-life applications. Historical practices. Women in the time of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, adhered to the principles of modesty by covering themselves, setting a precedent for future generations. Contemporary practices. Today, Muslim women around the world continue to wear hijab as a symbol of their faith, identity, and commitment to Islamic values. But without cover, their face should not wear makeup. Misconceptions and clarifications. Not a symbol of oppression, hijab is often misunderstood as a symbol of oppression. However, for most of Muslim women, understand command of Allah and that reflects their faith and devotion. Covering face is source of spiritual strength and identity.